Interesting game this one, this afternoon.
They're all interesting, Chris, aren't they? Yeah, you know, we've just got the team sheets. They've gone the same that started at Sheffield United, so we've obviously freshened up a little bit. And as always, want to be on the front foot and, you know, hopefully come back with 3 points.
What's the thinking behind all the changes? And were these changes that you had in mind before the game on Saturday?
Yeah. We had an idea that we've, as I say, some players, you know, 2 games in 3 days, you know, looking, speaking to sports scientists, speaking to Shorty, you know, we felt it'd be better. And we're obviously playing a slightly different system today. And, you know, it is what it is, and we've got to go, and we've got a bit of freshness in there in the full-back areas, and in other areas of the park as well. So we've got to use that, and everyone's got to be willing, you know, to put the energy and the legwork in today, because as all games are, I mean, they were probably unfortunate at Sheffield United. They put a great effort into Northampton, and all games are tight. I think Saturday and the last couple of weeks there, it's been the odd goal most games have been decided with. So yeah, we know it'll be tight, but you know, we've got to keep on pushing and probing and, you know, getting turn these draws into victories.
A lot of people were expecting Mark McNulty maybe to start today. We understand he's been recalled by Sheffield United. How big a blow to you is that?
Well, to be honest, Chris kept me in the loop, you know, over the last week or so. They're looking at, they want 5 strikers for the running. I mean, you think they've got enough, but they want 5, so, which is fine. And he called me yesterday morning and said they've had a couple of injuries and they would be calling Mark back. So yeah, Mark would have started today, but you know, that's the rules of the agreement, and he's gone back to Sheffield United. As he said, you know, things just didn't work out for him, but again, really popular lad, worked hard, and he was unfortunate stop-start career here for him. Probably needs a run of games, but he did everything spot on when he was here, but he's moved away now and he's gone back to Sheffield United, and we move on.
Now, two of your players who play today, Josh Cullen and Harris Vukic, starting as well. This technically is the last game of their loan spell. Anything been finalised, confirmed about them staying or going yet?
No, not at this moment in time, no.
Right, well, we wish you the very best of luck. Normally, what would you actually be doing an hour before kickoff? Because you see the players warming up and everything. Are the managers just sort of pacing around if you're at home, you're sat in your office? Or
a little bit of everything. Malcolm Scott gives me a few of his tales and have a cup of tea and get ready myself for the action. But now I'm going back to give the lads a final. Now we've got the teams in, you know, we know who's going to be picking up from set players, etc., and how we think they're going to play and how we're going to play, and, you know, last minute debrief before they go out, and ready to go again.
And I just went through the team: Doyle, Meredith, Knight, Percival, McArdle, Darby, Vanslow. Is that going to be at the base of a diamond with Dieng on the left, Cullen on the right?
I'm sure once it starts, Chris, you'll find out if Vincelot's playing as a centre-half or if he's playing as a sweeper or if he's playing as a centre-forward.
Exclusive. Rory,
I'm
McArdle's
sure you will work it out
today. All
cheers.
Right, Stuart, get back downstairs, go and chew the team up. Thanks very much for joining us live and exclusive on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. There you go, you got the team news from the horse's mouth.